Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling from the Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey, and I'd like to get opinions from you. The answers will remain confidential. Okay?
Okay.
Would you like to, for me, continue in English or in Spanish?
English, fine.
English? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, English. All right. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general elections for the President, U.S., Senate, and Florida State on Tuesday, November the 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Second, with which political party are you registered to vote, Republican or Democrat?
Independent.
Oh, okay. What is your main background? Are you Hispanic, white, African-American, Asian?
Latino.
Okay. All right, general speaking, would you say things on the city of Miami are going on the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
What you say?
General speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going on the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Wrong direction, I believe.
Okay. And which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? The first one will be traffic. The second one will be crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, corruption in city government, property insurance costs. Which one would you think that it will help you and your family?
I would tell you, actually, crime would be better. Crime.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now I'm going to list you some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate that you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one will be Donald Trump. Very favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Very favorably.
Very, okay. Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
Okay. And Manolo Reyes?
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
No good? No.
Okay. Danielle Levine Cava?
No good.
Okay. Miguel Cabrera?
She hasn't done anything for the traffic.
I'm sorry?
She hasn't done anything to fix the traffic.
Oh, okay. And Damian Pardo?
I don't know.
Okay. And Francis Suarez?
No, I think he's good.
Okay. And Christine King?
I don't know.
Okay. So, let me see here. All right, and if the elections for the president were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
There is no more options?
Yes, it's that you're on the side.
Because I think there are these guys running here, Robert Kennedy Jr., and you don't ask
right.
about him.
Yeah, we're about to get into that point.
Yeah, you
okay.
can ask for everybody in the ballot.
Right. Okay, so let me see here. I'm going to read you the first referendum. It's called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall sections for the city charter be to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for the city commissioner, and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for the minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And would you say that you are definitely voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Returning 13 acres to the city, construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, contributing $15 million for affordable housing and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you say yes in favor for the referendum or no against the referendum?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting in favor?
I'm voting.
Okay, perfect. And would you say that you are definitely voting for, you said yes, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to be reading you a specific components for this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove for each one, okay? We're almost done, okay? I do really appreciate your time. All right, the first one will be reducing the overall amount of development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Second,
Sorry, I don't want more development. I don't want more development. We are overcrowded. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I disapprove?
Disapprove, yes.
Okay. So a $9 million contribution to affordable housing, strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Attorney approve.
Okay. Expanding the public waterfront and the promenade along Biscayne Bay, is that a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All at no cost to the city or taxpayers? Strongly approve, disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And ceiling 3.2 acres of leased property to a tenant and fair market value. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. The last one, allowing office space to be included. Strongly approve, disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to be reading this. There will be the already approved to the project includes a marina, two hotel shops and restaurants, and the waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development. The proposed would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow the approved timeshares residents to be condominiums. The update would result in over $1 billion additional tax review in the city of Miami. Okay, $9 million and new funding for affordable housing and expanding of the public waterfront and promenade to allow better public access along the Biscayne Bay. This project is previously funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Do you approve?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And regardless of your position, what is one thing that you like most about what you heard?
When the city was spending money on a project.
Okay. It's not spending money.
Yeah. I don't want the city spending more money. Project can be funded, privately funded.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to be, I'm going to read you a statement, and please tell me if you're in favor of the, of what the Watson Iceland, afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing or somewhat convincing or not too much convincing. The first one will be, this proposal would expand the public waterfront and promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing?
Not a convincing.
No, okay. And this proposal will result in less overall development that voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of the commercials and retail space to build. Very convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, very convincing.
Okay. And this report is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent in project. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing. Very
convincing. It was the thing that you were telling me, right? Would it create hundreds of well-paying jobs in constructions and engineers and additional 2,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage? City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs? Very convincing? Not too much convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay.
Very convincing.
All right. Okay, we're almost done. And there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to live in development and protect previous waterfront land. No build any more hotels and shops, and average in Miami residents cannot afford. Very convincing, not too much convincing, not at all convinced?
Very convincing.
Okay. This proposal is not for Miami resident. It's a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Very convincing, not at all, or not too
much? Can you repeat that? I don't understand that one.
All right. It's not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo projects for the wealthy and average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
Not convincing.
Okay. All right. And the last one will be, would increased traffic between the city of Miami, mainland, and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Yeah.
Very convincing.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem.
All right, perfect. We're almost done. There's just like three or four questions more. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against the referendum?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and regardless, how do you feel today? For who did you vote on the 2020 president's elections? Joe Biden, Democrat? Donald Trump, Republican candidate? Or somebody else?
That option, I didn't vote that time.
Oh, you didn't vote?
I didn't vote for president.
Okay. All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberate, moderate, or conservative on political beliefs?
I'm more libertarian.
All right, perfect. And what is your last grade of formal education that you completed? High school diploma, high school graduate, some college, or college graduate?
College graduate.
Okay, perfect. All right, and your nationality is Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Guatemalan, Salvadorian, Honduran?
Venezuela.
Venezuelan. All right, perfect. Perfect. All right, and in your home, do you speak always Spanish, most Spanish, but speak English?
I live by myself.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect.
I live with my dog.
That's your best friend, right? The dog is always the best friend. Okay, sir, we have completed the survey. I do really appreciate your time, and have yourself a great rest of the night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.